Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello and Merry Christmas to you. I'm Makita Oliver and today is the Christmas quiz of Quiz Chat Repeat. I'm delighted to say that my guest is my favourite of the TV chefs apart from my mum, Tom Kerridge.
It's funny that because your mum's my favourite of the TV chefs apart from me as well.
That works. So as you already know, we have 15 points across 12 questions, all to do with Christmas. Good, good. Let's wrap ourselves up in this warmth. Question number one, Tom Kerridge. Lapland is the northernmost region of which Arctic country?
Let me think. It might be Finland.
It is.
Yeah.
Correct answer is Finland.
Yes. Do you know how I know?
Yeah, how do you know?
Because I went there last year. I took my little man to go see Santa. And do you know what? It was the most magical, amazing, most brilliant, brilliant thing. Like, it really was.
I've never known anyone that's done that in real life.
Honestly, it was just the best. And like, so we went with friends of ours, Paul Ainsworth, number six.
Yes, my mum loves that guy.
And so we're best mates. We've known each other for 23 years, and we're godparents to each other's kids, and our kids are the same age. So we all went together, and it was the best. It was like hot chocolate and marshmallows and elves and Santa, and it was just sledging and snow fights. It was just brilliant.
You don't need to be a kid for that to warm you up.
No, that was just me and Paul. I don't know what the kids are doing.
I hope they had fun. We were on the sleigh. Okay, well done. That actually got you a point in quiz.
Yay.
Question number two. Can you spell myrrh? It's five letters, myrrh. As in, it's like what? The second thing brought to Mary, from the wise men.
I mean, I'm so rubbish at spelling at the best of times, right?
Has your son done a nativity play yet?
He's supposed to be a donkey, but we'll wait and see.
Fingers crossed.
Do you know what? Someone might get bumped, you know. Joseph might be self-isolating. He might go from donkey to Joseph.
You never know what can happen in this world.
Myrre.
I mean, no. The great answer is myrrh. Myrrh.
M-Y-R... You've just made that. That's not even a
real
word.
That's not on my nose.
You started a letter, right? You knew it was going to be with M, and then you've just picked, like... No word
mirror.
Has two R's in it.
Mirror.
Next to each other.
Question number
apart
three.
Apart from my name.
Apart from your name. Question number three. In a tin of Quality Street, now we're talking, which
purple.
Coloured...
Which is your favourite.
Which is your favourite. Which coloured wrapping is used to package fudge?
So I think there's toffee that's in yellow, but I think fudge is the green triangle.
Incorrect. Fudge is the pink tube, I think. All we've got is pink, but yeah.
What's the green triangle?
And you know what? Can I just say, someone had College Street the other day. I think they've got rid of the purple one.
What? No.
I'm not lying to you, Tom.
That can't be right.
I was like...
2020
okay.
just
yeah,
gets
I was
worse.
Like, come on. Because it's the one with the nut in it, right?
Yeah.
And I was
and
like,
caramel.
Where's the nut one gone?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I left that party immediately.
Yeah. The worst is if you get the orange one. You're just like, that's just like, of all
please,
the things.
Please. Question number four. How would you say Merry Christmas in French?
Joyeux Noël.
Oui, chef.
Yes. Yes.
Question number five. Who was the first royal to broadcast a Christmas speech? The first royal. You're watching
Blimey.
The Crown.
I'm not watching The Crown. No. It's TV. I don't get much time for it. So I've got to be honest. So let's go with the first royal to... For, on television?
No. I will give you a clue. It was on the radio.
Okay.
It was on the wireless.
So that's going to be King Edward the 8th, 7th, 6th,
it's, 5th. I think it's his brother. It's the George fourth. The 5th.
George the 5th. That's exactly what I meant.
I think you're talking about the Edward who abdicated. Let's not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying names. Yeah, I'm just saying random names and a number. I'm putting a name and a number together. King Gareth the 14th.
Speaking of which, Tom, if it's a V, is that 5th, yeah?
V is 5th.
Okay,
yeah.
George the 5th, first broadcast in 1932 over the radio. Question number 6. In which pantomime would you come across the Darling Children?
Oh, my God. I have absolutely no idea.
You're kidding.
The Darling Children. I mean,
I feel like your wife and your child might know.
We've got what have we got? We've got Cinderella. We got. I mean, Cinderella.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Peter Pan.
Ah,
Wendy Darling.
Wendy Darling.
Her brothers. I can't remember their name. James and Michael. Question number 7. The Christmas dinner treat, Devils on Horseback, concerns which fruit wrapped in bacon?
Okay, I know this one. I mean, if I got this wrong, it would be quick. It's prunes, then wrapped in bacon. That's Devils. And then you can also then get oysters wrapped in bacon as well.
Oysters?
Yeah.
Correct. Correct answer is prunes. Question number 8. Which Muppet plays Tiny Tim in The Muppets Christmas Carol? One of my mum's favourite Christmas films.
I mean, great, great. I love the fact that the Muppets play it. I love the fact that I have seen that movie, but which one plays Tiny Tim?
Well, it's a pretty big character.
It is. I mean, is it going to be... is it Kermit the Frog?
You know what? It's so unfair. It's Kermit's nephew, Robin.
I mean, it's just... Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, this is a cracker joke question. There is no wrong answer here, technically. Who is Rudolph's favourite pop star? We were just talking about...
Rudolph's favourite pop star? It's got to be... I've absolutely no idea. It's going to be so bad, isn't
it? It's so bad. It's Beyoncé.
Oh my.
And that's not me that wrote that. Yeah, I mean, let's just move on. So your final three questions have multiple answers to choose from. Question number 10 for 1 point. Can you name one of Santa's reindeer that is female?
Prancer.
Did you hang out with her in Lapland?
No, I tell you what, I forgot the name of the reindeers, right? So my little man was asking what the reindeers are called, and I forgot, I had no idea. And he went, so and so, and I randomly went, and Dave, like Dave the reindeer. Like he's 4. I was like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, Dave the reindeer. But then when we actually met Santa, he asked him how Dave was.
Oh,
he was like, how's Dave? Like that. And Santa was looking at me. I was like, yeah, you know, Santa,
Dave
the reindeer. And he was like, Yeah, Dave's good. Dave the reindeer's good.
So, Lapland Father Christmas was on side.
Yeah, I was like, thank
God.
Thank you, Santa. Here's a massive tip. Thank you.
Exactly. Well, you know your reindeers now. Prancer is indeed a female reindeer. You could have also had Blitzen. You should remember this for Christmas.
Yeah.
Let's not get Dave mixed up in the mix again. Blitzen, Comet, Cupid, Dancer, Dasher, Donner.
Okay.
And Rudolph and Vixen. Rudolph's a guy. It's been scientifically proven that they were all female. That changes Christmas.
I gotta be honest, right? So what science is proving a fairy tale? I mean, where are we here?
Tom Kerridge, not the chef I expected to come in and ruin Christmas.
What world have we got into here? What world of science?
Question number 11. Board games should be a huge part of the Christmas holiday and Monopoly is king in that realm. The question for 2 points. Can you name two of the orange properties that all end in street in the game of Monopoly?
Two of the orange properties. Oh, let me think. I haven't played this in ages.
You don't really have time to play Monopoly anymore.
It's not going to be, but is it Oxford Street and Regent Street? But I don't think it is. I think they're pink.
They're a bit premier.
Are they?
These are orange. It's Vine Street, which I have no idea where it is, Bow Street and Marlborough Street.
Yeah.
Final question for 3 points. Can you name three human characters to feature in the song 12 Days of Christmas, along with their number and the action they're performing?
God. 11 Lords a Leaping.
Correct. I love how quickly you had that one.
Yeah. 10 something something. I've got 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves.
Yeah.
Right, so it's nothing. So it's the 6, 7, 8, right? So where are we at? So
we've got humans are at the end.
8. Maids are milking.
Correct.
And then we've got...
Come on, you can do this. One more.
Do you know what? I've got my brain's gone. Like...
It's fine. You've given me 2. We can move on.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
Drummers drumming. Pipers piping. Ladies dancing. I don't remember the ladies.
Ladies dancing. Yeah.
Your score after that Christmas quiz is... 6 points, not too shabby at all.
Right. I'll take a 6 at Christmas. We'll go with that.
We'll take it. We'll talk about Christmas after this quick break.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We'll do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't.
I actually love interaction with people.
I love finding out what jobs they do. And whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Tom, tell me everything about your Christmas dinner at home.
Do you know what I I'm full on the turkey. I'm all over turkey every year. For me, it's like everyone got, and you expect like a chef, we're doing like one of those stuffed birds with another bird and another bird.
Sort of
and yeah, like it's just something that's so over the top. And it's not, I love turkey. For Christmas, it's so good. But do you know what? I love the turkey because it's brilliant. It's a much better cold meat than anything else. So it's the Boxing Day meal that I really love, the bubble and squeak, the cold meats, the pickles, all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Boxing Day for me is like, Christmas Day is amazing, but it's quite over the top and indulgent. Boxing Day, you're up, you can go for good walks, you know, clear your head, a lot of people go to sports, go and watch that, come back home, bubble and squeak, pickles, mustard, all of that stuff, and cold meat. So for me, it's always about the turkey.
Sounds great. Can I come for Christmas?
Are you in my support bubble or one of the only 3 families that were allowed around our house? Because if not, the Christmas police will be round.
I know.
To not allow you to pull crackers or wear a paper hat or give us a rubbish, like, Beyond Sleigh joke.
What will we do without them? Tom Kerridge, thank you very much. Another episode of Quiz Chat Repeat is over, and if you enjoyed it, then we strongly encourage you to message everyone in your phone book and get them listening too. We'll be back tomorrow with more from our quizzing world.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.